So what is it that makes content social? It really takes two types of network, a social network and a content network. We think of Facebook and Twitter and the like as social networks, but thinking of YouTube and SlideShare as the same thing as content networks is something new. These tools have emerged over the last 5 or 6 years to form a new category. Let's compare the strengths of social networks and content networks. There's a lot of advantages to each. That's why they've been so mass adopted. When we look into the different content networks, there's really 6 types of content: video, audio, slides, lists, graphics, and documents. Here's some examples of specific platforms, ways to use each of these platforms, and pros and cons for each. Within that, let's compare the different facets of each of these platforms. They're all inherently sociable, embeddable, shareable, etc. But they have different ways in which they process text and which they evolve over time. If you're interested in content strategy and want to know more, check out bit.ly/content networks.